question. I'm driving around enjoying the day. It's a fun day. It's a busy day.
Usually I don't record these in the middle of the day, but I just wanted to make a little thought about the Super Soldier programs and what I believe is the... It's like they are implementing all the craziest stuff that the super soldiers used to talk about. And now there are next generation Uber Munchens, super soldiers. Hitler and friends, they had all this tech that they were given by the fallen angels. And it's really stolen angel tech. It's stolen heavenly tech used for nefarious purposes. But I just wanted to mention that, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are talking about Michael Prince, James Casbolt, you know, Corey Good, and others. And there's new ones coming out every day. If you ever look on James Rink Super Soldier Talk, it's like, how many of them are there? Well, there's actually supposedly, according to Russ Dizdar, there's like 100 million at least in sleeper mode. And what is a super soldier? Well, they're people that usually they get abducted and taken on time travel stuff and alien abductions and experiments. And, you know, I'm sitting here in beautiful North Carolina looking up at the sky, and they're just pummeling everything with chemtrails. I mean, everything is chemtrail city out here. It's disgusting. And when you talk to people about that, they kind of shut down. It's funny, like, unless they're ready to have a discussion about reality, like being outside of the reservation of entertainment and sports and CNN, and they still have that programming. It's MK Ultra programming. Like, they shut down when you say chemtrails. Like, they're programmed to say, oh, you crazy podcaster or whatever. I mean, that's fine. That's just the way they've been programmed. But to understand that this is what's going on and that we have to face this, you're kind of in a lonely boat at times. You know, I don't always know how to tell you this, but we're all in a lot of trouble. And the people that are aware of this, we feel like we're isolated. A lot of us are trying to pay the bills and play the game and pretend to be normal, quote unquote. And yet we have this kind of like a Batman, Bruce Wayne kind of underground life going on that not too many people can handle, that not too many people understand both worlds. And so when we interface with one another via our different podcasts or YouTube videos or whatever, there's this kind of look of like nodding and saying like, yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. And it's cool in a way, but it's also, it requires daily reminding, personal and social, of each other. Like, this is real. Don't forget. Like, are you showing up to work today? Because I could use your help, you know, and vice versa. We all need encouragement to not give up and not pay attention to the liars and the people that are just afraid. You know, a lot of people, they're just afraid. They can't handle it. Because the reality is, God has his super soldiers and people that he's, you could say, mind-controlled, brainwashed through the Holy Spirit. How about brainwashing through the Holy Spirit? How about then also working in unity? Paul says that and John too, and Jesus at the Last Supper, last prayer was that we would all speak the same thing in unity and oneness. So you'll notice that a lot of our vocabulary starts to sound pretty similar. And there's different levels. There's different veins. There's the conspiracy, just conspiracy, infowar vein. Then there's like a mixture of like the New Agers and people that are, you know, they've been abducted and they know this stuff is real, but they're just super dark. Like when they talk about this kind of stuff, it's like, ooh, you get a yucky feeling sometimes from some of them. Our operation has been to try to infiltrate that with the gospel. And I hope that you'll also recognize that God, he is very able to bring people closer to him via the Holy Spirit. You don't have to micromanage people. You don't have to get in there and say, like, you know what? You're right about this, but you don't really know God yet, you loser. No, you just love people and pray for them and let them find their own way at times. This world is so incredibly beautiful. I'm walking by a beautiful little stream here. And I'm thinking, well, I'm thinking about going to the bathroom, so I might have to pause this for a second. But I'm thinking about how we're really like in an old ancient war. And the Indians knew about this. You know, this is Cherokee country. The Indians knew all about the shapeshifters and the werewolves and these shamans. They understood. And they also, a lot of them, I believe they actually met Jesus Christ. I'm not Mormon, but I think that there was an understanding that there was a good spirit that would direct to the understanding and final revelation of Jesus Christ. That's why the Cherokee reservation is full of Christians. It's really cool. Huge revivals going on. And so these supernatural wars that we're all engaged upon, we're going to see an uptick in crazy stuff in the world that's manifesting. You're just like, what's this black goo that people are... That is all the old super soldier talk about black goo nanotech. I mean, what are they putting in the vaccines? Black goo nanotech. What about the AI artificial intelligence interface kind of Neuralink stuff that Elon is promoting? This was all in the James Casbolt, Michael Prince documents that there's extensive interviews with him. Some of them we need to kind of fish out and unbury and put on USB drives, because his testimony, all the other people that are connected to this kind of stuff, they all mention him. You know, Holly Baglio, Jerusha Eisbold, Lauren Pritchard, and many others. And there's just this understanding that, yeah, James Casbolt, Michael Prince, you know, we saw him on Saturn's moon base or whatever. There's like, well, maybe there's like multiple versions of him. I don't know. Maybe he's like he had a clone machine. I mean, there's a lot of cloning going on. Nowadays, they're talking about like publicly. Yeah, cloning. Great. Let's do it. Some weird German lady. She's like, is she cloning? Is commence? It's like, you'd think they would pick a lady that didn't have that German accent to announce publicly a cloning business. But you see, this is all the secret space stuff that's been going on for super long time, since Hitler's days. And now it's just all coming to the surface. And we're like, yeah, of course it's real. Of course. Yes, of course it's coming out, Scoobs. We're all going to have to fight the New World Order, Scoobs. Do I get Scooby Snacks? Sorry, I just drank way too much coffee. And I'm just like, I'm speaking these words in defiance of, I'm talking about dozens and dozens of chemical trails, like lingering clouds turning into big fluffy clouds. I'm crazy. I'm talking about cloning, public news about cloning. And then I'm telling you that there were kind of crazy sounding testimonies back in the early 2000s and 2010s that were out publicly published and they sounded crazy. But now everything they've said is kind of coming true. I'm not saying I believe every single thing that everybody ever said, but I'm just saying, it's like, am I not supposed to believe my own eyes? Is there not two genders? Is there not a God in heaven who created all this majestic creation? Speaking of nature, I will return in just a moment. Okay, so I have no specific new revelation to tell all y'all. I just have to tell you that the reality is we've got to stay in communications. The super soldiers of the world, like the Green Berets, the highly trained special operation units, they are always in communication. They are moving targets. They have very high-level weaponry, and they're super trained, and they stay in touch with each other. They work as a unit, as one mind, almost. And we, through the Holy Spirit, we have something even more powerful, which is, if you will daily come to the throne of God and ask for discernment, wisdom, grace, ask for forgiveness, forgive others, and ask Him to direct your steps, and then even to be fully possessed by His Spirit, as we take on that heavenly thought power of full possession, and suddenly these thoughts start to bubble up like, I know Kung Fu. You know, I know how to use these keys of the kingdom, man. I know how to do this and that. And you do, and you can, and you will. We will. We will operate just as the James Caswell stories and testimonies and friends. We are going to operate as the End Time Bride of Christ Super Soldier Program. I call it Spirit Force. And all I know is it's real and exists, and there's multiple other people like me that talk about this constantly, but the point is we talk about it. We find each other, and we march, we get our marching orders from the Holy Spirit, and then He tells us what to do, where to go. And then we also talk to each other at times and say, how you doing? Okay, maybe make a joke. Maybe make some inappropriate joke sometimes, because we soldiers, bro. Broskis. We are soldiers. We are real soldiers who have been trained to forsake all, leave it all behind, and keep soldiering on, even with one limb, even with major pain, even with terrible PTSD. Because the Super Soldier Program, same thing, but we do it with God's healing, even as we're in the mission, we're healing ourselves, we're sewing ourselves back up, running to the next battlefield, wherever God wants us to go. And He will direct our steps. He will direct us to do things that have never been done before, never been seen before. You're going to have to kind of start maybe playing video games to understand some of the concepts, because the things that are going on in the Super Soldier Program are very comic booky. And that's not an accident. The comic book thing came out to kind of show you the Super Soldier Program. Captain America, Superman, all those things. It's all exactly what goes on, except not quite so glammy. It's a lot more evil that goes on. You know, I could get into it more, but you go ahead and listen to some of these guys, and we'll be talking about it more, because we really do need to recruit more people into this spiritual warfare combat army and leave your own life behind. And I'm telling you, God will, He will direct your steps. You'll have friends that just pop out of nowhere. You'll feel like you're completely alone, and you'll be like, wait, I'm not alone. So I gotta get rolling. Hallelujah. There is so much work to be done. I don't even know where to start. I don't know what to say. It's just crazy. But God is good. He will direct all of your paths. He will lead you if you will willingly let Him do so. Alrighty, gotta run. Pray against the chemtrails. I'm just still in like I'm in shock and crazy. Like, it's just, when you see them spraying in front of you, you're just like, wow. When you talk to people at Christmas time and they're totally brainwashed, you're like, wow. When you're in the Matrix and you're surrounded by people that love their servitude, you're just like, whoa. So guys, wake up. You're Trinity, you're Morpheus, you're Neo. Don't forget. God bless y'all.